On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, Fabian Fanboy. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. It's meant to be a very gloomy, rainy weekend, so I feel like some film recommendations are very much in order. What's going on in the movies?
Yeah, there's quite a few cool, notable things happening in movies this week. Should probably first mention that there's a New Zealand film out called Reunion that has Julia Ormond in it that's getting some good reviews. I have not seen it. It is a dark drama thriller, by all accounts, so that's worth noting.
Cool.
And there's a film about Helen Reddy called I Am Woman, which I also have not seen. But things that are most exciting me are the films playing at the Terrify Film Festival at
nice.
The Hollywood Cinema in Avondale. There's two films playing tonight that I caught at Sundance in January. Very notable new genre films. One of them's called Spree, which is about a Uber driver. Not called Uber in the movie. But it stars Joe Carey.
Is it like when they call an Apple product a pear or something in a film and you're like, oh, cringe? But
Yeah. I think the service is called Spree.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Film.
All right.
January was like 10 years ago. So, Joe Carey, who's the floppy haired one from Stranger Things, the teenager.
Oh, yep.
He plays an Uber-ish driver who covets going viral, and so he starts murdering his passengers. And
that's
so
one way to go viral.
Yeah, it's kind of a millennial take on Taxi Driver to a certain degree. It's quite a nihilistic, cynical film that may leave a slightly bitter taste in your mouth, but it's funny at times, and I thought was entertaining, and is kind of willing to lean into its own sort of evil cackling sense of itself. Very much worth checking out. The other film is called Possessor, that's playing tonight at the Avondale, the Hollywood Avondale. And this is the latest film from Brandon Cronenberg, who is the son of master filmmaker David Cronenberg. And Brandon Cronenberg has become a notable filmmaker himself. Possessor's set in the near future where you can inhabit other people's minds forcibly by this technology, and it's about this group that does assassinations by taking over other people's bodies, killing people, and it's got that amazing actress Andrea Riseborough in it, along with a few other cool people. Very dark film, very violent, very gory. I couldn't handle large sections of this film because I'm squeamish. it's a bold, it has a lot to say, I think, this film.
Right.
And kind of cannot be dismissed easily. And I admired it sort of from afar to a certain degree because, as I said, it's really full on. Definitely not for the faint of heart. There's a few other cool films playing. I think there's another film playing tomorrow called Synchronic, which is the latest film from Benson and Moorhead, who are this filmmaking couple, that duo that made a really great film a couple of years ago called The Endless. They do sort of lower budget sci-fis with big ideas, and Synchronic looks like their biggest budgeted film yet. It's got Jamie Dornan, him from 50 Shades of Grey, and a few other cool actors. So yeah, Terrify Film Festival, just a little genre film festival out of the Hollywood. I know I've been going on about the Hollywood a lot recently in this slot, but I just love what they're doing out there. They're catering to the film nerds in Auckland in a really great way.
And I think that's something that will be a very good thing to do on a gloomy weekend, is just hole up at the Hollywood and have a nice time.
Yeah.
Or a spooky time, or a scary time.
Yeah. And if you don't want to leave the house, there's a really great new horror film on Netflix called His House. His House.
Okay.
It's an English film about these two refugees from South Sudan who come to London, get put up in this crummy estate, and evil things are happening there. And it's one of those films that really gains a lot of horror power from how grimy the house is.
Ew, I kind of like the sound of that. That something that sort of relies on the situation can go two ways. You know, it can be really good or it can be a bit gimmicky, but this sounds like maybe it's really good.
It's really well crafted. Let's call it squalor horror.
Squalor horror.
And
renting in Auckland.
When, you know, like, yeah, like wet wallpaper and hole, and you know, rats and gross things happening in the walls. And yeah, if you've ever flatted in New Zealand, you've experienced your own squalor horror.
Excellent.
And it's a really well-crafted film, and kind of sort of starts off seeming like it's going to be kind of a low-ish budget film, but it's actually got some pretty amazing production value stuff happening in it. People have compared it to The Babadook a lot.
Okay.
It's similar in that it's sort of a housebound film where it's quite intimate. And what they could like to call elevated horror, I suppose. It's a great argument for how real life horror, like asylum seeking and escaping a war-torn country, and the immigration situation in England, which is very fraught, as we know, how that can inform genre horror, and the two elements mix beautifully in his house.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Putting that one on my list. I feel like that's probably a threshold of horror movie I can deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon.
Hey, Matt Smith's in it. You like him, right?
Yeah, he's good. He was in Doctor Who. I enjoyed that. It was fun.
He's got such a weird face.
It's very plastic, you know? He can do lots of different things with it, which I respect. Hey, thank you so much, Fabian Fanboy.
You're very welcome.
Enjoy the Terrify Film Festival, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cool. Talk to you then. Have a good one.
You too.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.